It's always a great day when you get to catch up with Mr. Cricket, Mike Hussey. And Mike, good morning to you, and you're throwing your weight behind the Cancer Council's Lifestyle Lottery.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's amazing prizes up for grabs here in the Ultimate Lifestyle Lottery. I think you can get a $1.59 million penthouse north Fremantle.
Yeah,
really?
BMW, 20 grand worth of cash. So there's plenty of great prizes there. I think all in all, there's about over 6,500 prizes. So you've got about a 1 in 15 chance of winning something along the way.
Oh, there we're now talking.
Yeah. So, okay, this penthouse apartment.
Yeah, it's the Tasker's building, which is in North Fremantle, just off Stirling Highway there. You can watch all of Leighton Beach. Plus, you've got the river on the other side.
So you can see the river and
Mike,
the beach.
Isn't it a dream, Mike, to go into one of these things and then come out winning an apartment or a house? Isn't that the dream?
It would be pretty amazing. I'm not sure I'm allowed in it, so... But I'm sure there'll be some lucky winner out there, and the proceeds go to great causes as well. You know, we're growing the services for all WA people that are affected by cancer, research, prevention, education. So it's a good cause. So get in there and try and win these great prizes.
Yeah, I'm loving these lotteries at the moment because there's so many people with the opportunity to be a winner and walk away with something. It's great. You want to be included in this because
you could live like Mike Hussey, basically.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you don't have to go to India.
Everyone can go ultimatelifestylelottery.com.au to check out all the prizes and stuff. But I'm winning the apartment.
The penthouse, the car and 20 grand is first prize. You get all of it.
You know why? Because you couldn't move into a $1.5 million penthouse and be driving a bomber.
No.
You know what I mean? the neighbours would have you removed.
They certainly would. Hey, Mike, you're fresh back from India. When did you fly in?
Just got in late last night, so I'm a bit jet-lagged. But, disappointing, obviously, that the boys couldn't get the job done against India. But, Virat Kohli was just phenomenal in that last game. It was some of the best batting I've ever seen in my life, really. So he's already a massive star, but he could go down as one of the Indian greats, you know, like Sachin Tendulkar or MS Dhoni in the future, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the thing is, he plays all forms of the game. Like, Test cricket, he's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And now we see the shorter forms of the game where he's dominant as well. Over in India, would he be on, like, $50 million bucks a year?
I don't know exactly, but what I can say is they are absolute megastars. Like, they literally cannot walk outside without getting mobbed by thousands and thousands of Indians. You know, cricket over there is even bigger than religion, I think. So, they are huge megastars. They're on every second billboard that you drive past.
Yeah.
They're on every second advertisement you see on TV. So, I don't know the numbers, but, I'm sure they're getting looked after pretty well.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm guessing, though, that even you couldn't walk down the street there either.
Oh, no way.
You would have been, you know, had your fair bit of attention from the locals too.
No, well... They do like all cricketers, but it's nothing in comparison to the poor Indian guys. I played a little bit with MS Dhoni, and he basically would, get out of the hotel at 4 a.m. He'd put a helmet on and go and ride one of his motorbikes or something like that, just to get away from it all. But he literally does not leave the hotel unless he's got to go to the cricket ground or fly somewhere to play. He just can't even go out. It's just crazy. But
can you imagine that?
Yeah. I know it's just their way of life, unfortunately.
Yeah,
hey, Mike, that's crazy.
When you're walking around, when you're over there, have you ever just joined into one of those game of street cricket?
Because they are playing it everywhere.
it's amazing, isn't it? You know, just any little strip of land that's free, there's always a game of cricket going on. But no, as I said, we can't really get out too much because the word gets around pretty quickly and suddenly there's like half a village turn up.
So, Mike, you've been playing over there for a number of years in the IPL and doing bloody well. How do you go with the food and fitting into the culture? Everyone says it's a great place to visit.
I loved it.
It's the thing that worries me.
Yeah. No, I love India as well. It is a great place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there, and be there all the time because it would do your head in after a while with just how busy it is and how crazy the place is and how crazy they are about cricket. But no, we get looked after like royalty. Honestly, the hotels are fantastic. The food is phenomenal. You know, the flavours and things they use in their food is just great. I absolutely love it. So, yeah, we get looked after well, but, certainly... You're very thankful to get back to Australia and get back home. We've got the best place in the world to live, that's for sure.
Now, Mike, Nathan's never had Indian food, and we want to talk him into butter chicken because that's like the gateway.
It's a good start.
What's your go-to when you're in India?
Yeah, you can't go past a good butter chicken for sure. That's definitely... I love the way they do their seafood as well. You get some beautiful fish and prawns. Everything's pretty good, but a good starting point would definitely be butter chicken.
Butter chicken,
definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe some garlic naan bread. And,
It
gets super confusing. I mean, the last time I did actually try to order, I think it was Indian once. I don't know. Now I'm going to embarrass myself. I asked for a pied. It's a pity.
Oh, Peter, that's not Indian. What that's
what
like that? Turkish or something.
That's why I can't go to different
Lebanese
cultures.
Food, maybe.
I said, like, one of those pies, thanks. The woman just laughed at me.
No, don't worry, mate. We've all made the same mistake. Don't worry. I've done plenty of that as well.
Good.
Now, Mike, knowing that you just got back from India and you've been away for a little time, does that mean you come back to a household where you've got to do the lunches in the morning, start putting in around? Because, you'd be leaving the missus by herself to hold the fort.
Yep. She's a bit weary, so I'm definitely clocking in. I'll be doing the school drop-offs and the lunches, after school sport, and a bit of homework in there as well. So looking forward to getting back into that for a while. But then, you certainly enjoy getting away and catching up on some sleep as well every now and then. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, we spoke about it earlier on this morning. At the moment in the news, it's all about kids and their screen time and trying to reduce it, getting them off the TV and off the tablets and stuff like that. Are your kids outdoor kids or are yours like tablet kids?
Nah, we're pretty much outdoor. We're a bit strict in our household, unfortunately. Well, unfortunately for the kids, but there's no TV during the week. They're only allowed TV on the weekend and tablets and all those games and that, only for the weekend. So, yeah, we're the mean old parents, really.
Oh, my God. That's other kids would talk about you at school. They would. They go, you can't watch TV around their house. It's like during the week. That's crazy.
And they got
but
a big
I suppose,
TV.
Have they been brought up with that one rule so it's just their normal?
Yeah, it's just a norm, I guess. So, I must say, my wife's very good with that sort of stuff. She's she's right on top of it, and the kids they don't know any different. So that they're great. They get outside and have a good run around, and there's always plenty of other stuff to do, after school sport and things. So and homework. So. No, I don't think they know any different, really.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Mike, to have the follow-through as parents is the number one thing. I've got little of it.
Because we're talking about how great screen time was because you can just shut the kids up. you should, employ it. You should pay it.
But I think if you're going to do it, you need to start at the very beginning and enforce it. Otherwise, they argue back. Mike, thank you for talking to us. And we need to check out ultimatelifestylelottery.com.au to see all the prizes on offer. It is a fantastic initiative supporting the Cancer Council, who do incredible work. You're a legend, Mr. Cricket. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Good on you, buddy.
Always a pleasure. Welcome anytime.